This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Invited to join us
right here.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Vincent.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up here, the story about Russia and Edward Snowden also on the way. Well, since we're doing a little international coverage here tonight, some news from Venezuela. Apparently, Venezuela now leading in the United States asylum requests, meaning people want to get the hell out of there, and you can't blame them. But we'll get into that here in a moment. We were talking about Russia in the last hour briefly with this whole controversy surrounding Trump guy.
General Flynn.
Flynn, who apparently was allegedly talking with the Russians prior to him, prior to Trump actually taking office. And apparently that's a no-no. So he went ahead and resigned. My short opinion on that is if he was actually talking about removing sanctions, then I support that. That should happen to all countries around the world. The sanctions on any country that the United States has put on those countries should be removed. People in any country in the world should be allowed to do business with people in the United States. I don't care if it's a terrorist nation or, you know, the axis of evil, as George W. Bush put it. One of the things that hurts the relations between countries like Iran or Cuba, for instance, and the United States, is the fact that you can't legally do business. I'll give you an example. The Bitcoin vending machine. We have one here in Keene. It's the brand called Lamasu, which was created by a couple of libertarians who had moved part of the migration to New Hampshire. Amazing piece of hardware. It's actually manufactured in Europe, I believe in Portugal, if I'm not mistaken. And one of the countries in the world they cannot do business with is Iran. If somebody who wants to bring Bitcoin to Iran contacts Lamasu and says, I'd like to buy a Bitcoin vending machine, they have to say no. Because if they say yes, the U.S. government will bring them up on aiding and abetting terrorism charges. Even though they didn't actually talk to anyone who they knew was a terrorist, they're just trying to help a businessman buy a Bitcoin vending machine so he can spread Bitcoin, this tool that can be used to liberate people. Liberate them from the tyrannical government. Because if the problem with Iran is the government, then the way you can help undermine the government, or Cuba, the way you can help undermine those governments is by letting people talk to Americans, letting them do business with Americans, letting them learn about the market.
There's Bitcoin in China, even, I believe.
There's a lot of Bitcoin in China. If you want to get blown away, go to fiatleak.com, and there's a cool little map of the world, and it shows the different world currencies, and there's little graphical representations of Bitcoins that actually flow from the currencies on the chart into the map, and it flows at the rate at which those coins are being purchased. Anytime I go to that site, China is buying Bitcoins at 10 times the rate of the United States.
Yeah, but their national bank has been messing around with it, so it's somewhat in jeopardy.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster as far as the price is concerned, but I bet you if I pull that site up,
I think I read Japan is starting to pick up some of China's slack.
There'll still be a ton of it if I pull that site up. There's just a lot of people buying Bitcoin. Now, technically, it only shows the people who buy in that currency, so it doesn't necessarily show you for sure if it's coming from the landmass of China, but it's people using the Chinese yuan. Yen?
I think it's Y-U-A-N.
It's very confusing.
But its symbol is RMB or RBM or something.
Yeah, all very confusing. So anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So, yeah, end the sanctions so people can do business with folks in other countries so we can help them overcome their, you know, misunderstandings about Americans. Because it's easy to think that Americans are the bad guys when you can't talk to them, when you can't do business with them, when you're not allowed to transact with them. And if you want to create friendships between countries, money's got to cross hands. You know, money's got to cross borders. If money does, what is the old saying? If money doesn't cross borders, then bombs will, or something like that, troops will. I forget it was that, you know, where that came from, but it makes sense. I mean, after all, is China going to bomb the United States?
No, we're too economically dependent on each other.
Exactly. Why would you kill your biggest customer? So NBCNews.com reporting U.S. intelligence has collected information. This news came out just a few days ago, but we haven't talked about it yet. Collected information that Russia is considering turning over Edward Snowden as a gift to President Donald Trump, who has called the NSA leaker a spy and a traitor who deserves to be executed. Now, that's according to a senior U.S. official who has analyzed a series of highly sensitive intelligence reports detailing Russian deliberations and who says a Snowden handover is one of the various ploys to curry favor with Trump. Second source in the intelligence community confirms the intelligence about the Russian conversations and notes that it has been gathered since the inauguration. Snowden's ACLU lawyer, Ben Wisner, told NBC News they're unaware of any plans that would send him back to the United States. Quote, Team Snowden has received no such signals and has no new reason for concern. Well, I would say this is a reason for concern. Maybe he's just acting like there's no reason for concern, but if rumor is that the Russian government is talking about this, maybe it's just a completely made-up story.
Well, there's been a lot of different leaks coming out of the White House, so some might be real and some might be made just to, you know, spread panic or distrust. But
that's a good point.
It is important for him to take it seriously.
I would, if I were him. Now, the question is, what do you do about it? Presumably, you would want to escape from Russia. Now, how easy that is, given your passport has been revoked, that I don't know about. Like, can you get smuggled out somehow on some kind of ship? Or
I imagine, you know, Russia's really big with a population that doesn't fit the size. So,
sure.
And there's a country, I can't pronounce it, but it's around the Caucasus Mountains, right? Like near Georgia and South Ossetia. And one of those, it's not officially recognized by the U.S. And so they don't have an extradition treaty.
Mm.
So if he's able to, or he could just hide somewhere in the Caucasus Mountains where, you know, there's still, you know, Chechen terrorists running around and stuff, and the Russians are not.
There's plenty of places to hide in Russia. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt
about
that.
But does he want to waste his life, you know, hiding and being scared constantly like a spy movie? Or, you know, does he want to
have a normal
life?
Well, that's been his life so far. I mean, he's not going to have a normal life. There's just no chance in the foreseeable future that's going to happen. I mean, Bradley Manning or Chelsea Manning is being released, hopefully, in May. And, you know, her life is going to be dramatically altered because of what has happened to her. Edward Snowden had to walk away from his whole life. I mean, he had to walk away from his career. He had to walk away from his wife and or girlfriend or whoever. And he's been in hiding now for, what, 4 years almost? So, anyway, back to the story here. Snowden responded to NBC's report on Twitter and says that it shows that he does not work with the Russian government, which is a really brilliant response on his part. Quote, finally, irrefutable evidence that I never cooperated with Russian intel. No country trades away spies, as the rest would fear that they're next. Unquote. Snowden's Russian lawyer, Anatoly Kucherina, reacted to the reports with dismay. Quote, there are no reasons to extradite Edward Snowden to the U.S., he said to the state-owned news agency, this is some kind of speculation coming from so-called U.S. Special Service sources. I think this topic was and remains on the political plane in the U.S., but it's American Special Services that are puppeteering this story with sporadic information plants. There is not the slightest reason to raise or discuss this topic in Russia. He said, Russia does not sell people. Quote, the Snowden issue cannot be a bargaining chip on any level, neither political nor economic. He said, according to the news agency, former Deputy National Secretary or Security Advisor Juan Zarate urged the Trump administration to be cautious in accepting any Snowden offer from Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zarate said, quote, for Russia, this would be a win-win. They've already extracted what they needed from Snowden in terms of information, and they've certainly used him to beat the United States over its head in the terms of its surveillance and cyber activity. It would signal warmer relations and some desire for greater cooperation with the new administration, but would also no doubt stoke controversies and cases in the U.S. around the role of surveillance and the role in the U.S. intelligence community and the future of privacy and civil liberties in an American context. All of that would perhaps be music to the ears of Putin. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, it doesn't seem implausible that something like this could happen. You can share your thoughts with us here and take control of the airwaves. Coming up, Venezuela. What are the people eating now?
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And one way to help Free Talk Live is by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you go to shop.freetalklive.com. It's super easy to do. It's the regular Amazon experience that you're used to. It's just that that's our affiliate link when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. So Amazon cuts us a portion of their profits that otherwise they'd keep them all for themselves. So if you want to help us out, that's one way to do it. Shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the prospect, the disturbing prospect, that Edward Snowden may end up becoming a bargaining chip between Russia and the United States. There's speculation coming from someone inside the federal government suggesting that apparently Russia may be offering Edward Snowden up to President Trump as a gift, sort of a like the equivalent of flowers or a box of chocolates.
It reminds me of back in like Roman times when Caesar captured Vercingetorix, who is a Celtic chief who launched a rebellion. When he was captured, he was brought to Rome and paraded all around Rome for a few days before being executed.
Okay, now who? So Caesar captured him and gave him to somebody?
Well, yeah. He was, you know, Caesar was the general in charge of Gaul, right, which is modern-day France. And so it's like a tribute, right?
I see.
It's, or maybe a more better thing is Spartacus. When Spartacus, he paid a group of pirates to bring him and his slave army to safety, and then they wanted to, the pirates, they either sold him out or wanted to get in Rome's favor, so they just betrayed him and brought him back.
So the White House had no comment on this, but the Justice Department told NBC News it would welcome the return of Snowden, who currently faces federal charges that carry a minimum of 30 years in prison. Putin's spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov, said talk about returning Snowden is, quote, nonsense. So that's good news. At least the government is officially denying it in Russia. If he were returned to American soil, Snowden, who is seen by some as a hero and others as treasonous, would face an administration that has condemned him in the strongest terms. Trump said in July, quote, I think he's a total traitor, and I would deal with him harshly. And if I were president, Putin would give him over. Snowden is a spy who should be executed, he tweeted. CIA Director Mike Pompeo has also called for Snowden to face American justice, saying, quote, that I think the proper outcome would be that he would be given a death sentence. I mean, can you imagine a death sentence for doing the right thing, a death sentence for shining some light on the depravity and the invasions of the privacy of Americans by the American state, by the NSA? They then go into exposing kind of recapping a little bit about who Snowden was and the fact that he revealed all the top secret documents that he revealed regarding the NSA and their domestic surveillance programs. Moscow eventually granted him refuge officially after he escaped there, after initially fleeing to Hong Kong. He was trying to go to, I believe, Ecuador, and it was while he was in Russia that his passport was canceled by the American government, so he was never able to board the flight to his ultimate destination. He's been stuck there ever since. In an interview streamed on Twitter back in December, Snowden said being forced to return to the U.S. would be a human rights violation and would also put to rest any accusations that he is a Russian spy. Quote, he says, a lot of people have asked me, is there going to be some kind of deal where Trump says, hey, look, give this guy to me as some kind of present? Will I be sent back to the U.S. where I'll be facing a show trial? Snowden said. He further said, is this going to happen? I don't know. Could it happen? Sure. Am I worried about it? Not really. Because here's the thing. I'm very comfortable with the decisions that I've made. I know that I did the right thing. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Virgil Viduva. He's on the line via Skype. Hello, Virgil.
Hey. Good evening, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. You're calling us from Ohio, I take it?
I am, yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you were in Warren County District Court or Municipal Court this morning to back up Adamo Freeman, the founder of CopBlock.org, who our listeners know late last week, I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday night, he was arrested while traveling through Lebanon and charged with three felony counts of possession and trafficking in drugs, with the arraignment scheduled for this morning. And you happen to live about a half an hour away. So what happened?
Yeah, so ironically, me and Adamo were supposed to have dinner on the day he was arrested. We were supposed to meet up, and I worked out at the gym, and I was heading home, and the next thing I know, I see a live stream, live video stream from him on Facebook showing his arrest. And, you know, it goes without saying that I'm pretty sick about this. He's one of my best friends, and it's just a terrible situation. And what's worse, Ian, is that Ohio literally just a few months ago basically passed legal marijuana,
really?
Legalized marijuana here. Yeah, it's medical.
Oh,
it's not it's not implemented yet. But
was it legislative or a ballot measure?
It was legislative,
okay.
But still, it's just insane. It goes to show how the insanity of legal system in this country.
Well, they'll enforce their precious prohibition until the last possible moment. I mean,
it's incredible. It's incredible. And I was in court today. The guy, they were doing arraignments and they have all kinds of hearings. And the guy before Ademo, he was arrested for a DUI. The judge released him on personal reconnaissance. And then Ademo came up and he basically put a $75,000 bail on him. So he just released a guy who could have potentially killed someone driving drunk. But Ademo, for having plants in his car, basically.
Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly. He is stuck in jail because I don't have $75,000 to pay to release him.
Right. Now, you can usually get a bondsman and pay 10% of it, but that's still a lot of money to put down.
Yeah. Yeah, you pay the 10% down, so that's $7,500. That money's gone. You're not going to get that back.
Yep, that's right. So he's being charged with three felonies. Last I'd written an article about it over at copblock.org and freekeen.com last week. There was some discrepancies between what the jail records said and what the court records said.
Yeah.
One of the charges was listed as a class 3 felony. The other was listed, the court record, it was listed as a class 5. So there were supposedly two class 3s and one class 5 according to one of the records, and then three class 3s according to another. Do you know what that shook out to?
I do not. So the judge today actually postponed his arraignment. Today's hearing turned out to be only a hearing on bail.
I see.
And which was a good thing because his attorney could not make it there. His attorney is a good guy. He's represented me on several cases before. He's a good criminal lawyer. He deals with a lot of drug-related stuff. Anyways, that's kind of his specialty. So they will have another hearing on Thursday, so in 2 days, basically. And I'm not sure I'll be able to be there again, but I trust this lawyer. He's fairly libertarian-leaning, and good things will happen, hopefully.
Do you have time to talk further about this? I know
I do.
With the family tonight. All right, hang on, Virgil LaDuva with us here from Truth Voice. We'll continue with that because he's got a lawsuit of his own that he's going to court for, and I'm hoping he can tell us a little bit about that. He's suing the city of Xenia, Ohio for $1.6 million over violation of free speech in the form of a panhandling law. We'll continue. More with Virgil coming up on Free Talk.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years costs at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited right here to join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
We're talking about our friend Adamo Freeman. Well, you've actually never met Adamo. I can't say he's your friend, Vincent, but he is definitely a friend of mine. He's lived here in this house in the lrn.fm studio. He's a close friend of mine. We've spent a lot of time on the streets doing cop blocking, and he's the founder of copblock.org. I do miss him, having him around. He used to do co-hosting here on Free Talk Live when he was living in New Hampshire. And unfortunately, Adamo is one of those kind of, he's one of those flighty types. He doesn't stay in one place for very long. And he moved out to Colorado a little while back after doing another cop block tour for a short period of time. Ended up out in Colorado and was apparently heading over to Ohio for dinner with Virgil Viduva, who's a longtime listener and supporter of the show. He's the publisher over at truthvoice.com and was on his way actually to your house about a half hour away from you when police pulled him over for an alleged burnout taillight, and then they claimed they smelled marijuana. They then claimed that that was the reason that they would search his car. They busted open a locked suitcase apparently in the trunk and allegedly found marijuana in that suitcase. Virgil, there were rumors flying around that they found other drugs besides marijuana. Did you hear anything about that in court today?
I did not. There was no clarification as to what they found in there, and I don't know anything about Ademo's dealings, just to clarify that. I don't know what he was involved in or any of that. And honestly, I don't even know if there was marijuana in his car or not.
Sure.
This is what the cops are claiming. And knowing his history and who he is and how much police hate him, it's impossible to know what happened, honestly.
Right. He was in a cruiser the whole time, so presumably he wasn't able to actually observe the search.
No.
They put him in the cruiser, telling him he was not under arrest, actually, during that, because I listened to the audio. I took the 40-minute-long audio that he recorded on his cell phone and chopped it up into about 15 minutes. That audio is available over at freekeen.com, the Freekeen YouTube channel, for anybody that wants to hear it. But they only arrested him after they found the alleged marijuana, so presumably he didn't have to get in the cruiser, but it was cold outside, so that's where that's where he went. And
yeah. And I just spoke with him literally about 15 minutes ago, right before I called in.
So he called you from jail?
He did. They actually have a very nice and very costly video chat set up there.
What's it, 20 bucks? $20
for
5 minutes?
Something like that, like $5 per minute or some insane amount like that. And I spoke with him. He sends his greetings to everyone.
All right.
He seems to be in very good spirits. He's not worried about, not too worried about the charges. I mean, he understands they're pretty serious charges, but he's in good spirit. He seems to be good. He was disappointed he can't play poker just yet, but he's doing very well.
Well, it's not the first time he's been behind bars. I mean, he certainly when he first started Cop Block, it was after he'd been busted for felony marijuana distribution charges in Wisconsin and had gone to jail for that, and that was kind of his first odyssey into the real depths of legal land and this whole insane war on drugs, and it really changed him, and you know, I think for the better, because he resolved to do something about it, and that something was creating copblock.org, which has risen over the last almost a decade, I guess. It seems like 08, somewhere around 08, 09 might have been when it started. But because I remember Free Talk Live was one of the earliest supporters of it. We were sponsoring.
Yeah. Copblock has touched the lives of millions of people.
It sure has. And for the best. I mean, because they've helped encourage people to hold the police accountable, to record the police. It's one of the most important messages to get out there, to know their rights. And Ademo was front and center of that for a long time. He was the person who – he and Pete Ayer were the two founders of Cop Block. It basically got created essentially kind of – I consider Keene, New Hampshire, to be the home ultimately of Cop Block. Both of those gentlemen have lived here and have done amazing work in the area of police accountability. And Cop Block has grown so fast. It is, and the reason why is because it's not just a libertarian group. Like, libertarianism only really attracts a certain type of person, but police accountability cuts a much wider swath in society. There are a lot of people, regardless of their political viewpoint, who are affected by bad cops and who are interested in this topic. And that's why Cop Block has shot up in popularity. And as you pointed out, many police know who Ademo is. Now, this officer in the video that he recorded was acting as though he didn't know who Ademo was. But it's not uncommon for Ademo to be to encounter cops he's never encountered and have them recognize him.
If he did not know at the time, he definitely knows now.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. So what do you know about this area, Lebanon, Ohio? You live nearby. It was state troopers. I mean, is there anything you can comment on just generally?
Well, based on my discussion with the attorney, Warren County is a fairly conservative county, so he didn't end up in a perfect situation. Mm-hmm. The judge is very anti-drug judge.
Yeah.
So it's your standard story, conservative people, they hate drugs, they support the war on drugs, and Ademo seems to be another victim of this.
Yeah, it's horrifying. Now, I did ask if you could get a camera into the courtroom there. You said you weren't sure about what the requirements were. Did you ever look into that?
Yeah, they have a poster on the door. They say you must file something. Today, I did get video.
I did.
I didn't ask for permission. I just went ahead and started streaming, and nobody nice. Seemed to care or pay attention. So it turned out okay.
Was there any audio? Could you pick up the audio pretty good from
there? The audio is pretty well. It was a video-based hearing, so I didn't get to see a demo in person.
So you can only hear his voice.
Yeah, it was good. It was good quality audio.
I wonder if they'll actually bring him in on Thursday. Now, you said you might not be able to make that hearing. Is there anybody else in the area?
I will try to find someone, but I think it will be another one of these smaller bail hearing meetings. His lawyer is trying to lower the bail amount so we can actually get him out of jail if possible.
Yeah, I heard that there was a GPS tracking requirement as well.
Yep. The judge seems to be pretty set on that, so they probably are going to put one of these things on his foot, on his ankle.
Wow. Do you think he'll be staying with you, or what's the plan?
I don't know. I think he's he has a couple of friends in the Dayton area, so I'm assuming he's probably going to stay with one of his girlfriend or one of the folks he knows.
I see. All right. I guess that's about all there is as far as a demo right now, but I appreciate you paying close attention to this and updating us. Do you want to talk about your case in court, Virgil?
Of course, yeah. So last week, we should start maybe 2 years ago. I don't know how much time you have, but I'll make it really quick.
Well, as much as you want here.
Two years ago, as you well remember, I was actually charged with a panhandling charge in Cecina, Ohio.
You were conducting civil disobedience and breaking the panhandling ordinance right outside of, was it City Hall or the police station? I forget which.
It's the same building.
Okay.
It's in front. They both are in the same building, and they kind of fell right into my trap, I guess.
And you were collecting money for charity, were you not?
I was. Yeah. I raised $42 for charity, and they fined me. They prosecuted me. We went to a full-blown jury trial that probably cost the city $10,000 or $15,000.
It's insane.
Yeah, they found me guilty. They sentenced me 30 days in jail, suspended. And then it turned out that I won an appeal about a year later. The appeals court said that I did not get a fair trial, and eventually all the charges were dropped. Well, now. Last week I actually filed a $1.6 million lawsuit. It's under Title 42 of the U.S. Code. It's a federal lawsuit.
So federal, okay.
And we're hoping that we'll prevail. It has solid legs. My attorney is a constitutional attorney. He deals mostly with constitutional law.
Can we talk a little bit more about that and like why you think this is going to be a success? What are the sort of what's the basis of the legal argument? If you can stick with us for one more segment here. Virgil Vaduva is with us from TruthVoice.com, and we'll continue with a little bit of legal analysis on why should panhandling be legal. I mean, this is a long settled issue. The ACLU won multiple lawsuits about this, and the city of Xenia should have been well aware of it, but apparently they were in the dark, and now they look. The taxpayers may be on the hook here. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here. Join us. The number 855-453. 855-450-3733. And if you want to get behind the show, you can join us as a Free Talk Live amplifier. Please take a moment, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program, learn where the money goes. It's not going to, you know, cocaine or hookers. It's going to actually help Free Talk Live get... I'm actually not into either of those things. But it's going to help Free Talk Live spread the ideas of freedom, liberty, peace to more radio stations and more people all around the globe. So if you want to help us out, please go to AMP. It's only $5 a month. AMP.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Virgil Viduva. He's with us, and he's one of the folks over at truthvoice.com. He's the publisher of that site. There's a headline there right now. Ohio City sued for $1.6 million for banning panhandling and violating First Amendment rights. You were arrested, Virgil, for doing the act of so-called panhandling. You were actually asking for money with the intention of giving it to charity. Now, were you telling the people that you were asking for money that you were going to give it to charity, or were you just asking for money?
I did both. There's a sign that I was holding that said, please help the poor. Mm-hmm. And then I also was asking people, you know, do you have a couple of dollars to spare? Right. I never really, with a few people, when they did ask what the money goes for, I did tell them it goes to charity.
I see.
But most people didn't even ask. They just handed cash and they kept walking.
Now, the panhandling ordinance in the town, it didn't matter, like, why you were asking for money. It was just how was it written?
It really doesn't. It mentions, it has one paragraph in it that kind of appears to exempt charities. Mm-hmm. From it, but that didn't seem to matter during my trial because they completely ignored that.
And the jury didn't care either. Now, the jury found you guilty, which is really a sad statement. Were you able to at all talk about jury nullification or have jury activists reach out to them?
Yes, there were flyers passed to all the jurors when they walked in. The judge, of course, asked them to ignore everything they've read on the flyers.
Jeez.
But that didn't seem to matter. In fact, just recently, a couple of days ago, juror number one commented on Facebook clarifying and stating that he did me a favor by finding me guilty because
oh my
that's
God.
Why I can actually challenge this law in federal court. Talk about a twisted, twisted way to justify a terrible verdict, you know?
That's crazy. So you said that this is a good legal basis for this lawsuit. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I agree with you. I mean, the ACLU has won this already, and that's why when I went down to Florida, there was kind of a rash of panhandling because a bunch of bums went out and started hitting the streets as soon as they heard that it was legal again. So, you know, give me that info.
Sure. So the complaint is really only about 9 pages long. It's a very simple lawsuit. About half of it deals with the addresses and names of the defendants, which is every member of the city council that voted to pass this law, and the two police officers involved in basically enforcing it. The rest of it is a very straightforward, claim. It's under Title 42, which is basically the United States code that deals with officials that use the color of law to basically deprive citizens of their constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
And we are making this claim under the First and 14th Amendment. So we are claiming that, you know, I obviously believe that this law violated my freedom of speech because you're walking in a public sidewalk and just speaking words to strangers. You're not assaulting them. You're not grabbing them or touching them or harassing them. So that should be a fundamental human right to utter words on the street, you know.
Absolutely.
And then the 14th Amendment also deals with local officials, you know, state and municipalities, and how they behave and how they, you know, what should happen when they basically violate constitutional rights. And those are really the two, you know, the two violations that we're claiming. And I think we have a clean case, and I don't know what's going to happen in court, but I have a very good hope that we're going to prevail.
Now, presuming this ordinance is still on the books, yes?
It is. It's still in the books, and worse yet, even after I won on appeal, they claimed they were going to remove it, and they never did.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so where did the $1.6 million come from? Was there a way that you kind of put that together, or was it just an arbitrary number out of thin air?
My attorney came up with it. He studied other cases mm-hmm. related to this, and he just kind of put these numbers together. I think they're fair numbers. And the great thing about this is we're also suing the city council folks that passed the law personally.
Oh, wow.
Because they're personally liable for this.
So are they named in the same suit?
Yes, they're all named individually in the suit. So we're going to have to see how it turns out. And, you know, I reached out to a couple of them, and I encouraged them to reconsider their careers and also resign. So we'll see how it turns out.
Now, unfortunately, you can't get a camera into federal court, so we're just going to have to resort to you telling us about this as it develops. Any idea when this thing's going to get docketed for? You know, are we talking a year out or what?
It's probably going to take a while. They have about 28 days to respond. You know, knowing how the courts work, I'm looking at least 2 months before we actually get any hearing. And after that, we're going to have to see how it unfolds. And if they do resist, we even discussed basically trying to escalate this to a class action suit because over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, the city has arrested literally hundreds and hundreds of people under this law. So it would be wonderful to get a class action suit to, you know, hopefully bring justice.
It's incredible. Kudos to you for being willing to do that, and I hope that we get to see you back here in New Hampshire sooner rather than later. Maybe you could take some of those save some of that windfall and get yourself a nice house up in New Hampshire.
Let's hope that's the case. And of course, as I promised 2 years ago, 10% of this of the winnings go to Free Talk Live.
Still
stands, of course.
You promised
of
that course. One. Sounds awfully
I
nice.
I did. It sounds like you already forgot.
Well, I appreciate it, man. That's
absolutely.
That's awesome. So, right on. Anything else about it that you know I didn't ask you about that you wanted to mention?
No, this is about it. I really want to say thank you to you guys for supporting us, for being behind a demo, for supporting me through this lawsuit, and also for backing Cell 411. You guys have been some of the biggest of that project.
Okay, as soon as I talk to Adamo, I'm totally going to ream him out for not using Cell 411. What was he thinking? I mean, because Cell 411, which is your app, you're the creator of Cell 411. You can go to getcell411.com. I'm glad you mentioned it because I was totally distracted by the lawsuit. Getcell411.com. It's an emergency response app. It's decentralized, meaning that Unlike 911, where you have to call some centralized bureaucracy and hope that they send people out to you, Cell 411 allows you to connect with your friends, allows you to connect with your family members, your neighbors, and even total strangers if you want. And also, it allows you to stream video of what's happening. Right. So if you get pulled over by the police or something catches fire or whatever it is, there's different types of emergencies that you can send alerts for. But let's just say you get pulled over by police, you send out the alert, an alert hits, you know, my phone or Vincent's phone or whatever, and, you know, we see, oh, Virgil's in trouble, here's the location, can we respond, yes or no? You know, maybe you're at work, you can't respond, but somebody else is sitting at home, they can respond. They get in their car, they drive out there, grab a video camera. So it allows people to kind of come to one another's aid, sort of in a mutual response kind of fashion, and it's a free app, so there's really no reason not to download this thing and try it. It's got ride sharing built into it now, which is a really cool feature. But the video streaming, you've got it set up to where you can stream that to Facebook. So you said Adamo was streaming to Facebook. He could have been streaming to his Facebook and using Cell 411 to alert everybody in the area who also had Cell 411 where he was and what he was doing. He didn't do that.
He was very frustrating at the time because I knew he was in trouble, but I did not know where he was.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know where he was. He was literally probably 20, 30 minutes away from me. I could have driven there, pulled over, and intervened.
It was a 40-minute-long video that he streamed, so you may have been able to get there within that time frame. And that, to me, is one of the most tragic aspects of this because he should have known better.
Right.
So, tisk, tisk. But, you know, it does take a little practice. If you download Cell 411, you don't just leave it on your phone and do nothing with it. You know,
play around with it.
Yeah, get some friends, connect with them on there, and then do some test whatever you want to call them, test alerts, I guess. Send some test alerts out so you know what it looks like, so you know how to handle it, it's amazing.
By the way, Ian, next week we're actually coming out with a new version and we're going to introduce some real-time chat.
Yeah, that sounds
features.
So cool.
So you can build your own free Keen chat or cell, and everyone in the cell can chat in real time after while events are unfolding. So it's going to be very cool. We're building this into a very nice tool for activists.
It's already the best activist tool. It's the best. I think it's just the killer cell phone app. I mean, it really is. This thing can save people's lives. I mean, period. So,
yeah, we have saved 3 lives in South Africa so far. It has happened.
Incredible.
Thank you so much.
Virgil Baduva, thanks for taking time out of your night tonight. I appreciate it, man.
Bye-bye.
Get cell411.com. Go get it, or you might regret it. So it's been Ian and Vincent here tonight. Thank you, Vincent. And people that want to get more Vincent can go where?
Offtheairlive.com.
That's right. And I heard Cody's actually putting up the archive for this weekend, so that's pretty cool. And, of course, it's live Saturday nights on LRN.FM right after Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.